All right. Thank you, Pastor Fiani.
Praise his name. It's a wonderful day for God's people to come together and to worship him in spirit and in truth, and by faith believe him that all things are possible with God. And so we are here to rejoice in his goodness towards us over the past week. And here we are, the last month of the year, and we are still giving God thanks for his goodness in keeping us through these past 11 months. And here we are today, lifting up our voices to give thanks unto him. You have heard the scriptures read earlier on from Romans chapter 8. But I'd like to take your attention just for a while. Romans, again, chapter 8, where the word of God is saying here, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I like that. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the flesh, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's a wonderful thing when we are walking with the Lord. We notice there are many saints of God who walk with God, and what a blessing, what a wonderful testimony it is. But to walk with God, you have to walk with him by faith. We notice that Paul, the apostle, anxious to share fellowship with the brethren in Rome, saying too that he is looking forward to share with them some of the wonderful gifts that are given, and to tell them about the grace of God and his love and his mercy. And that we're going to spend some time with. But then I would like for us to think, because we notice in verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, of Romans chapter 1. Called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. We notice that Paul is saying here, he is a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful thing to be serving our eternal Father, who is God Almighty, creator of the heaven and the earth, and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. To be a servant, it means that we take command from them to tell you what to do and what not to do. And here we find that God expects us to be his servants as well. And we find that Jesus, his Son, is also expecting us. Paul now, with a heart full of anxiety, looking forward to going down to Rome to share fellowship with the saints down there, as he called them, saints of God. I like those expression of Paul for the brethren down there. He speaks of them as saints, and later on we're going to see where he commends them for their faith. Praise God. And you also continue to pray for them. And these are things that the Church of Jesus Christ and of God needs to do continually. As you heard our pastor said earlier on, we like to have fellowship with God, our Heavenly Father, and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, how we look forward to fellowship with the blessed Holy Spirit, who guide us into all truth. And so Paul, with anxiety, looking forward to go down to Rome to have fellowship with the saints, as he called them, in Christ. Today, friends, those of us that have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior and God, the eternal Father, then, friends, we too like to have fellowship with him, and we must walk with him by faith. That's what we notice here, Paul is saying. But then, let's go back to verse 1. Verse 1 of Romans chapter 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. And those of us who are Bible students, I am sure from the reading of the scriptures, you're probably asking yourself questions, which I'll try to answer some of those questions as we move on. Paul, a servant, who was an obedient servant, he was called of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, on his way to persecute the Christians. His name was changed that day when he met with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, from Paul to Saul. And here the Word of God tells us, friends, that Paul now become a servant of God. He's now taking commission or command from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is with us too. Those of us who have embraced the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we are walking with him, we are called disciples of Christ. But then, oh, we look forward, friends, as we continue to walk with him and to talk with him and have fellowship with him, we look forward to be called servants of God. And then as we continue to serve him, friends, in spirit and in truth, with all our hearts, with all our souls, as Paul the Apostle did, then we are called servants. And oh, oh, I like that. Be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ and of God, my eternal Father. Praise his name. And so the saints there understood who was coming to visit with them, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Who is an apostle? An apostle is one who is sent to take the message to the people of God. And so it is we find here that Paul is identifying himself to the Roman Christians, saying, I'm not only a servant, but I'm an apostle. And he didn't just stop at that. Separated unto the gospel of God, which means that he's set aside to preach and teach the gospel of God. But as I said before, there might be many Bible students in our midst here. And you'll notice in verse 1, he speaks of separated unto the gospel of God. But then, here it is, in verse 9, we read, for God is my witness, says Paul, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. That without ceasing I make mention of you all ways in my prayer. Paul, during his ministry as an apostle, continued to preach the gospel of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we will see this as we go through the scriptures today, that the gospel of God was presented to the children of Israel. But then, friends, as always, we see where they continue to refuse that privilege that was given to them to serve and to walk by faith with the eternal Father, God Almighty. So, I'll take you to the scriptures later on, where we see the separation that you have the gospel of God, and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul explained here. Yes. So then, let's move on. We find that in reading Romans, Paul continued to express his anxiety in coming down to them to share some gifts of the Spirit, to share with them knowledge. He speaks, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren."
Yes.
So it is with God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, would not have His children to be ignorant. And so it is important for us to study the Word of God, that we can rightly divide the Word of truth. And this is what we are all about today. That's why we come together, to have fellowship one with another, to understand the teachings of the Word of God. And so we need the blessed Holy Spirit to be our help and our guide. The Word of God tells us that Jesus says the Holy Spirit would come as another comforter, and He would teach us all things. Praise His wonderful name.
Yes.
And we are so thankful for the blessed Holy Spirit. And we, the Apostolic Church, we look forward to fellowship with our Eternal Father, which is God Almighty, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Redeemer and our dear friend, and the blessed Holy Spirit, who teaches us and guides us all into all truth. And today, friends, we want you to know that we are so glad that we are a part of the family of God. Here we have God, our Heavenly Father, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that has shed His blood for us. And through the shedding of His blood, we are brought, we are adopted into the family of God, and we become children of God. And as Paul describes the brethren down in Rome, they are saints in Christ. Praise His wonderful name. And we too, as followers of God, I want the church to understand today, friends, that we are to walk with God, our Heavenly Father, His Son, our Redeemer, and the blessed Holy Spirit by faith in God. Jesus speaking to His disciples who were looking forward to become apostles, said, "Have faith in God."
Yes.
And we notice here, friends, that Paul is emphasizing the same thing. As you go through the book of Romans, you'll find he continued to tell us that we are to walk by faith, walk with God. And today, in the times that we are living, oh, how we need to embrace the hand of God, our Heavenly Father, as we learn that Noah, in a time that was so evil, somewhat like today, had to walk with God. The Word of God tells us that Noah walked with God. He found favor with God and had fellowship with God. And oh, God did enjoy having fellowship with Noah. And so it is with us. We too can have fellowship with God, our Heavenly Father, and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul is anxious to get down into Rome to share, because we notice over in verse 15 and 16, we said here, "So as much as is in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also." Notice that. That's the ministry of the Church of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to lift up God, tell them about the gospel of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to tell the unsaved. We are to teach the Christians who are saints in God that our Heavenly Father is eternal and He is all powerful and He is the God of hosts. Praise His wonderful name. And the Word of God tells us, friends, over in John, for God, notice that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, which I will take you back to again. I'm just jumping to get through everything this morning. I will come back to that. I want you to know, friends, that we as Christians today, like Paul the Apostle and encouraging the Roman Christians, we are commissioned as well to lift up God, our Heavenly Father, in this generation that have now turned away from the true and the living God. They have turned away from our Redeemer, our Savior, and our friend. They have turned away from the blessed Holy Spirit. And that's one of the reasons this morning that I am ministering to you to let you know that we as a people are determined to lift up God, our Heavenly Father, in this generation. We are determined to lift up the Savior because he is the Savior of the world, and how we need to walk with him and have fellowship with him. But Pastor, how can we do this in a time like now? I will take you back to Genesis chapter 5 and 6. Here we find, friends, that Noah walked with God, and the Word of God tells us at that time it was evil, wickedness, corruption, violence, killing, hatred, bitterness, all that was bad. And yet Noah had fellowship with God, he and his family, and he built an ark because God loved the world, built an ark to rescue those who would listen to the message of Noah. And we as a church, in obedience to the commission of God to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are determined, friends, in this evil generation to lift up God, our Heavenly Father, to lift up his Son, our Redeemer and our friend, to lift up the blessed Holy Spirit, because we are being led astray. We are all walking in spiritual darkness. But thank God, Jesus speaking to the multitude on the mount, telling them that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And we who are now called saints in Christ, we are to project the light of Christ because he lives within us. Praise his wonderful name. Listen to Jesus speaking to the multitudes along with his disciples on the mount in Matthew chapter 5. He says, you are the salt of the earth. Oh, brethren, this world is spoiling. It's rotten. It smells. It's ugly. And we today, friends, need to tell men and women that they must repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are called salt of the earth.
Yes.
Our responsibility, like Paul, who is anxious to get down to Rome, that is also smelling down there, down in Rome at the time when Paul was looking forward to go. He said he's anxious to get down there to preach. Yes. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. Yes, that's what he says. I'm anxious to come down there in Rome to preach. Let me ask today, friends, as members of the Church of Christ and of God, are we anxious to preserve this world that is walking in darkness today? The Bible tells us, friends, that when Jesus heard that they had destroyed John the Baptist and cut off his head because he was preaching righteousness, the scripture says that the Son of God, the moment he heard this, he lifted up his voice and he began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yes.
Today, we, the church, must understand that we are a city upon a hill. Oh, yes, friends. People are walking in darkness all around us each day. They cannot understand what is happening around them. But praise God, we have the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who said, I am the light of the world. Yes. He lives within us. He lives within our hearts. And so we are supposed to project the light of Christ to this world that is walking in darkness.
Yes.
Jesus realized that there it was. The world is in darkness. And so he began to preach repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In addition to that, friends, listen what the scripture tells us here. In John 3 and verse 16, and I'll read for you. The word of God tells us that Jesus is now speaking. John 3 and verse 16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This caused me to pause for a while here to say that at this time of the year, here we are, the third day of December, a time when we lift up our voices and we speak about that beautiful word, Christmas, which reminds us of the birth of Christ. Yes, there was a light that was shining, and wise men followed the light. It took them to Bethlehem, where the best gift that could be given was there lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. But then, what happened, friends? The Word of God tells us that the angels came. The shepherds were there in darkness. They saw a bright light. Yes. To tell them to go down to Bethlehem. You'll see the wonderful gift that God has given to us. And now I'm going to begin to explain what I meant and what Paul the Apostle meant when he says in Romans chapter 1 that he preaches the gospel of God and also of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us, friends, that Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, that from the foundation of the world, God had given a gift to mankind.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8 tells us, from the foundation of the world, Jesus was crucified. Mm. The Lamb, the scripture describes him. Yeah. That's the gospel that Paul is speaking about. From that time, think of it, friends, that's why the scripture says, for God so loved the world. From he created, or before he even created the heavens and the earth, the Lamb was slain so as to let man and woman, boys and girls, have life everlasting.
Yes. Yes.
Revelation chapter 13.
That's your name, Lord.
And verse 8. Yes. From the foundation of the world, God had made provision for all mankind to embrace the Redeemer, the Lamb of God. But then you might think, well, God had forgotten about that. No, he didn't. The scripture tells us, friends, to redeem the children of Israel out of Egypt. God again said that Moses should tell the children of Israel to take a lamb or a goat and to kill it and take the blood and sprinkle on your doorposts. And the angel of death would pass over Egypt, and those who had the blood sprinkled upon their doorposts, the angel of death would pass over and they would have life. Yes. But then those who didn't have the blood sprinkled on their doorposts, the Egyptians suffered death, life.
Yes.
He who the Son set free is free indeed. The blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord has power to save. From that time, friends, the gospel of God has been preached all along throughout the Old Testament. Every chapter that you turn to, you will find the love of God showing towards mankind, right up until Jesus came on the scene. And what an ugly scene between Malachi and Matthew. The world was in darkness because no one heard the preaching of the word of God. And that's why I'm talking to you this morning, to express how Paul the Apostle felt. The urgency of taking the message down to Rome. I am not ashamed, says Paul, of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. And I want to encourage all churches today that have embraced Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior and is lifting up the gospel message. We must, in a time like now that is so dark, it is so dark, the world, all nations and their leaders are leading us astray in darkness. But thank God, Jesus is the light of the world. Praise his wonderful name. And those of us who have embraced his word and his love, we are called saints in Christ and servants of God, like Paul says. And we are to let the light of Christ shine in and through us as a church. It's the church's responsibility. It's a commission given to us by the Son of God. Yes, that we are to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, that men may have life and have it more abundantly. Paul, let me go back to Romans. Listen what Paul is saying here in Romans chapter 1. And I like this. from verse 4 through to verse 7. Verse 7 says here, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God. I like that. For God so loved the world. Paul made sure to use that statement, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace, praise his wonderful name, to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a letter. Can you imagine receiving a letter like that, friends? To telling you here, to all that are in the household, in your house, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace, the grace of God, wonderful grace. Hallelujah. Marvelous grace to you all, and peace, peace. That's the message that the angels brought. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Go down to Bethlehem. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And what was the message? The word of God says, when they saw the blessed Savior, they said, come, let's go tell all men the good news. Today, friends, we are in a season when we are given, we are considering the time when Jesus came as a wonderful gift of God to all mankind. Yes, because that was ordained from the beginning of the world. Yes, Jesus was slain. Yes, as the Lamb of God, says Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. Yes, today, friends, we must continue to take the message like the shepherds did. They run, come, let's go back and tell all the people that Jesus is alive. Jesus is in Bethlehem, the light of the world, the best gift that any one of us can ever put under a tree. Yes, friends, life, the gift of life everlasting. And today, I am encouraging the church. Let us continue to lift up Christ Jesus, because we are his servants, we are saints of God,
yes,
and we have a job. Yes. A job, because we are promoted to be ambassadors of Christ. Paul, speaking to the Roman Christians, he says, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are ambassadors of Christ. And dear friends, he also tells the multitude, as long as and as well as the church, that we are the light of the world. And brethren, I don't know about you, but as I look along each day, people are tumbling all over this world in darkness. Why? Of darkness and death is roaming all over the world today. Our leaders of the different nations of the world have turned their backs upon God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. And I do pray that all the saints in Christ that are hearing today all over the world would realize that we have a responsibility, and that is to lift up Christ Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus himself said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And we as a church must continue to tell this world, friends, like Noah did, a world of darkness at the time of Noah, but he walked by faith with God. We today, says Paul here, we are to walk by faith. And let me Let me chase and take you down to this verse that I like here, verse 8 of Romans chapter 1. Listen what Paul says here. First, that's the first thing he decides to deal with. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. Isn't that wonderful, friends? I'm thanking God every day that I'm a part of the family of God. Are you? It's a wonderful family to be in. Paul says, first, comma, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, comma, that your faith, praise his wonderful name. It's impossible to please God without faith. Mm-hmm. Your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Yes.
I ponder over this yesterday all day. Only to realize, friends, that at the time, Paul was right what he said. Their faith was spoken of throughout the whole world. The size of the world, the population of the world, was not like now. No. It was a smaller population. But then, friends, they needed Christ. Yes, they needed Christ. Because when you read, as Paul says, I have other things to talk to you about as well. That's what he said to the brethren.
Yes.
There was a lot of things that were spoiling around the Roman church and inside of the church. Yet, notice keenly, Paul addressed them as saints in Christ. Yes, there were there serving God in spirit and in truth, walking with God by faith. But there were some in the church that were not walking by faith, neither were they pleasing God, walking in righteousness. And so Paul was anxious to take the gospel. That's the only thing can rescue this dark world that we are in. John the Baptist preached the gospel, repentance, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would die upon the cross of Calvary, that all mankind, if we would only embrace him and realize that he loves us and he made provision for us from the foundation of the world. Yes, that's what Revelation tells us. Chapter 13 and verse 8. Yeah, think of that.
Yes.
Something to ponder about. God was mindful of you and myself.
Yes.
And he made provision. He yes. spoke to his son, his only begotten son. And they all agreed, all three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. What happened, friends? We find that the children of Israel, to have life and to get away out of the bondage of sin, they were commissioned. Notice the word commission.
Yes.
Take a lamb and to kill it for the family. You see, friends, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. So he didn't just say the mom and the dad, but the family, which meant the children. Blood should be sprinkled upon the doorposts, and the angel of death would pass over. That's what the ending of our soul is called, the prince of darkness and death. But if we have the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Today, the Church of Jesus Christ and of God need to lift up our voices and tell the world, yes, friends, that God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, is coming again. He is coming again, but we must repent. Receive him into our hearts and our lives. Let me go back to verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, says Paul. He is thanking God for the brethren, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. The population wasn't as big as now, but you notice the urgency that Paul spoke. He spoke with such urgency, I must come down to Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To not some, but to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Gentiles. Notice that.
Yes.
Whosoever will may come, whether your complexion is black or whether it is white,
yes,
whether it is fear or some other color. But God is interested in the world. I so used to love to sing that chorus at Sunday school as a child. God loves us all. Red and yellow, black and white. All are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the Lord. Yes, friends, you can be called a child of God today because he loves you and he cares for you. Then, listen what the Word of God says here. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. Notice that. Here we see the difference now. The gospel of God, verse 1. An animal, a sheep, a goat, had to be slain, and the blood would be sprinkled upon the doorpost. That's the gospel that was preached there, friends, for people to have life. Here Paul is saying, I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. The Church today of Jesus Christ have a responsibility. We are commissioned, friends, to take the gospel message to both Jews and Gentiles. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. I have to pause here because it's soon time for me to stop, but there's much more for me to tell you, but not this morning. Again, I want to pause at verse 9. For God is my witness, says Paul, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. The gospel of the Son of God. that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayer. Those of you who have been having fellowship with us from time to time, you'll notice, friends, that we never cease praying. We are always praying. We are always giving thanks. We are always worshiping God in spirit and in truth, because he has eyes to see, ears to hear, lips to speak, and he's telling each and every one today, and telling those of us who are called saints in Christ, that we must lift up Christ Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus says, "And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Now, I am going to take you to a portion of scripture here as we close. Listen what the Word of God tells us. Jesus, and I must emphasize this, that God is almighty. He is the God of hosts. Listen what his Son is saying in Matthew chapter 28. Listen. His Son, after his death, in paying the price for sin, oh yes, he did pay the price. Listen what happened. God, who is almighty and all powerful, yes, I must emphasize that the God that we serve is almighty. He raised his Son from the dead. The Word of God says that it was God who raised his Son, Christ Jesus, who died upon the cross for all mankind. Raise him from the dead. Praise God. It's only God who can do that, friends. Through his Son, Christ Jesus as well. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who got power from his Father, was able to raise the dead. Yes, friends, and gave them life. Hear the Word of God says here now. And Jesus came after he rose from the dead and spake unto his disciples, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Praise his wonderful name. All power. He's now given a commission to the men who are now changed from disciples. They're now going to be changed to apostles to take the gospel message. They were now going to be changed and called servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he says here. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he commissioned them, go ye therefore and teach all nations, not some, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them, praise his wonderful name, to observe all things, not some things, whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, praise his wonderful name, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He told us that about the Blessed Holy Spirit. He would be with us at all times. Brethren, in closing, saints in Christ all over the world today, I want you to know, friends, fear not. God is with us. We have power to defeat the prince of death and darkness. Jesus says all power is given unto him. He did that in praying to the Father before he died. Father, glorify these my disciples that you have given me. Be with them, protect them, as they would preach and teach the word of God and bring the message of salvation to others. Today, as a church, we are giving the commission to all those who bear the names Christians. You are a saint in Christ. You are a servant of God. Take the message. All power, says Jesus, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. In closing, saints in Christ, that's a promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says Jesus Christ. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Lift up Christ today. The world is in darkness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as a people today, asking for your strength, asking you for your grace, asking you to help us to walk with you by faith. Breed upon us, thou bread of God, and fill us with life anew. And as a church, help us to see, as you showed the disciples before they became servants and apostles, you showed them, look, the fields are white, all ready to harvest. And then after your death, you are commissioning them, all power is given unto you. All power is given unto Jesus, and is given to you too, as a servant of God, to take the gospel message into all the world. Father, breathe upon us this day, we pray, as a people that are called by your name. We are thankful that we are children of God. We are sealed into the body of Christ. Because of that, we become children adopted into the family of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We are so thankful for the Holy Spirit because we are sealed into the body through the blessed Holy Spirit of God. Help us, we pray, to see men and women, boys and girls, that are dying in sin as we listen to the news each day. Oh, our young people are committing suicide. They're involved in pornography. Oh, they're killing each other. All because they are walking in darkness. Men and women are walking in darkness. They don't know who they are. Some don't know whether they're a man or a woman. Isn't that sad? Because the enemy of our souls has blinded their eyes and they cannot see. They don't know right from wrong anymore. But Lord Jesus, we're asking of you today to place the burden upon our hearts like you did with Paul, says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. I want to take the message down to Rome, with all the rottenness that was going on there in Rome. I am anxious to come to Rome, saints in Christ, to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that many churches all over the world today would bear the same testimony as Paul. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. Bless us now, we pray today, and that we will continue to meditate upon the word of God, and that it would bear much fruit. For this we ask in your precious name. Amen. And amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Before we move into the other part of the service, I wonder how many that are born again. As we bow our heads and pause to pray, we say, Pastor, I am just a disciple. I would like to become a servant of God. I'd like to be an ambassador for Christ, taking the gospel message all over my community. Will you pray with me and for me today? Would you just raise your hand, request in prayer, that you be able to testify like Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. Is there one, two, four, or five of you? You are born again, but you'd like to become like Paul, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd like to be addressed as a saint in Christ. Heavenly Father, move now upon all the believers today. Challenge our hearts, we pray, through the blessed Holy Spirit, that the light of the world, and that, Lord, like the shepherds, run with the message of the babe that is in the manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, who is the light of the world. Help us and give us that message, we pray today, that we may run with that message going into all the world. Praise God. If there's any in our midst that know not Christ as Lord and Savior, we're going to encourage you, friends, why not embrace the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today? Would you request prayer just now. Father, breathe upon those that are in our midst that know you not as Savior. We're asking of you, Lord, to challenge their hearts. Oh God, that they would reach out to you, the Lamb of God, that take away the sins of the world. Grant this now, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's his wonderful name.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
We want to encourage the brethren. If you are a saint in Christ, you have embraced the Lamb of God as your Savior. You would like to share with us around the table. You are free to do so. Just examine yourself and see whether you are ready to partake of the emblems which represents the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ today. I'd like to take you to a portion of scripture quickly. The Word of God says here in Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 2 says, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. That's verse 2. And I jump down to verse 5, it says here. There's two verses I'm going to read. Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, praise his name. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes, friends, for the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. From henceforth forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Praise God. Father, help us, we pray, this day, as we now move into the second phase of our service. As we examine ourselves, we're asking of you to breathe, Word of God, breathe upon us, and fill us with life anew. As we trust you, that the blood of Jesus Christ will be sprinkled upon our hearts, today, that we will be called saints in Christ. Help us now, we pray. Amen.